Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Samaches in Meseches Kedushin. Our daf is going to pick up the very important topic that analyzes the source for the rule of Mamzer that we saw four lines from the bottom in the Mishnah Samach Vav on the base, that if there is a woman who is usher to marry a man and the Kedushin would not be binding but can marry other men, the child becomes a mamzer, like cases of chayve krisus, that what is the source for that rule? And the Gemara on yesterday's daf had told us that the source is achos isha. The halacha is that when a man marries a woman, he's usher to his wife's sister, and the pasuk tells us that it's an erva, and the kedushin is not binding when it comes to krisus. It's chayve krisus. Certainly, if it's chayve misas bezdin, if a man attempts to do a kedushin, the kedushin won't be binding. And that's what the Gemara says, two lines from the bottom, on Samach Zayin Amabez. The Gemara is going to go on and question that source and analyze from Nida, and then the Gemara is going to discuss other sources where we see that Chayve Misas and Chayve Krisas Kedushin is not Tofes. We will then get back to the topic of Mamzer, which illicit relationship creates Mamzerus, and then we will have the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that even Chayve Lavin produce Mamzerus. Finally, the Gemara then will discuss the halachos of the prohibition of marrying a Gentile that we see from the Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Vav Amabez, and that will be on Samach Ches Amabez, and the Gemara will discuss the status of Yisrael Haba al Yisraelus, al Knanis, Knani Haba al Yisraelus, and Knani Haba al Knanis, the status of their children. Let's pick up with the last two words on Samach Zayin Amabez. Ihachi afilu nida nami. The Gemara asks that if we're going to say that the source is going to be that achos isha, the halachi is that chayve krisis, it's not, the kedushin is not tofes. Rashi explains eight lines from the bottom because the pasuk says in Parshas Achrei Mos, lo sikach, and we learn lo sikachena, that you can't marry such a woman. So now the Gemara asks on today's daf, ihachi afilu nida nami. Nida is also an iser kares. And why is it that if a man marries a nida, then in such a case, the kedushin should not be tofes? A. B, Rashi explains, as we started out with, in our Mishnah we mentioned that if the marriage is prohibited, so then in such a case, the child is also a mamzer. So Rashi explains the question is, why is a child, in a case of where the mother is a nida, God forbid, in such a case, why don't we consider it a mamzer? Alom amar Abaye, top line, hakol moidim mebal anida v'al asota she'ein avlad mamzer. Everybody agrees that relations with both a nida and a sota does not produce mamzerus. So if that's so, our rule begins to crumble. And that is, we learn from Achos Isha that the Kedushin is not tofes, but we see that nida, that does not apply. Amar Chizkiya Amar Kra Usihi Nida Sa'alav, that we have a Xeris HaKosav that says that when it comes to a nida, that Usihi, and Chazal Darshis also appears in Yevamos, Afilu B'Shas Nidasa Tehei Ba Havaye. I believe in Yevamos Memtes, the Gemara says this. Yeah, the Mesaras HaShas says that there's a Xeris HaKosav, that even though, according to the position of the Rambam, a nida is considered an erva, Tosas on Daf Beis and Gittin, Daf Beis and Yevamos might disagree with that, but the Rambam holds that Nida is an Erva. Nevertheless, we know the word Usihi from the word Velo Siyeli Isha means to be a wife. Sihi has the connotation that there is Havaya. Afil Bishas Nidasa Teba Havaya, from like the same word Velo Siyeli Isha, that she shall be for him for a wife. Michti, so now the Gemara analyzes. So we've got two choices. We got Achos Isha, where the Kedushin is not Tofes, where the Torah says Befer Shal Sikach. But we also have another Chayiv Krisus, and that is Nida. So why do we learn everything out, as the Gemara described, 2 lines from the bottom of Samach Zayin and Mebeis, all Arayis that Kedushin is not Tofes from Achos Isha, learned from Nida. Mida, michti, ikal akushe, nidav ikal akushe l'achos isha, maichaz is the makshis l'achos isha, why do you decide to equate it to achos isha, akshel nida, you should equate it to nida, says the Gemara, kula v'chumra makshina. If you have a choice to choose the more lenient or the more stringent, we're going to choose the more stringent. Tosis and other Rishonim are bothered, why would you choose the most stringent and say that Kedushin would not be Tofis? And which one is considered a Kula and which one is considered a Chumra, Tosis argues, could be argued in different directions as well. See Tosis di Ramaschil l'Chumra Makshina. Now we have a new source. Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Omer Rav Yaakov, Acha bar Yaakov says that when it comes to Chayvi Krisis and Chayvi Bezdin, Kedushin is not Tofes. If he says Arei Mekudeshesli, it would not take effect. Asi b'kalachomer miyivama. We learn it from a yivama. Uma yivama shi balav. The halacha is that a yivama has an iser lo seitze, that she's not allowed to go out from her skukal yibum until either she does yibum and then she's married to him, or she does chalitza. And if someone tries to marry Yavama, Kitiz Gemara lo tafsi be kedushin, Chayvi Mises v'Chayvi Krisis lo koshkin. Certainly when it comes to Chayvi Mises v'Chayvi Krisis, says the Gemara, Iachi shar Chayvi lavin nami. So if that would be so, if you're going to say that you learn from Yavama, so then Yavama kedushin is not tofes. Yes, it's a kav l'chomer Chayvi Mises v'Chayvi Krisis, but Chayvi lavin also the same halacha should apply. We should say l'chumra makshinan maybe. Amar of Papa, Chayvei Lavin behed yiksivu ki siyena l'ishtei noshim achas uva v'achas hasnua. The Pasuk tells us, this is an important Pasuk, that describes a man in Dvarim Chaf Aleph, married to two women. There, one of the reasons the Pasuk wants to emphasize is that he's not allowed to give a Yerusha to the one he likes as opposed to the one he doesn't like. And Chazal darshan the pasuk following way: V'chiyesh snu l'fnei ha'makom v'ahuva l'fnei ha'makom. Is there someone that's hated vis-a-vis Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Someone who's loved? Ela ahuva ahuva b'nisuah. Snua shesnua b'nisuah. We're talking about that there was a marriage that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was happy with, a marriage that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was unhappy with. And what is that? A chayve lavin. V'kamar achmana ki siena, yet the Torah considers them married. Why? Because chai ve'lavin stay married. So this is an important Gemara, where we see the source, two different sources, either Achos Isha or Kav HaChomer for Yevama, of why Kedushin is not Tofes by chai ve'misas and chai ve'krisas, but chai ve'lavin is a fascinating drasha, ki siena la'isha, who is asnua. The Torah doesn't take into account that a husband doesn't like his wife, rather, just because of insignificant reasons. It must be that it's from the Torah's perspective that the act that they had done to marry each other was one that was snua, and that is a case of chayve lavin. An example, of course, of chayve lavin would be an iser grusha to kohen. So that would be something where the marriage would be chal, according to many opinions. We're about to see an exception to the rule, and the child would not be a mamzer. However, there is an opinion of Rabbi Akiva that says the kedushin is not tofes mukim. What are you? How are you going to read that pasuk? Because we just said it's someone who did something that Kodesh Baruch Hu is not happy with. Says the Gemara, Balmana l'kayin gadol k'Rabbi Simai. Rabbi Akiva is going to learn the pasuk as a case of almana getting married to a kayin gadol, and consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Simai. Desani Rabbi Simai yomer, minat koli Rabbi Akiva oisa mamzer. Rabbi Akiva made everybody a mamzer, chutz me almana l'kayin gadol, because there is an exception to the rule of almana l'kayin gadol. Rabbi Akiva's rule is that kedushin is not tofes b'chayv elavin, and the offspring is a mamzer. However, Rabbi Akiva has one exception. That is a Kohen Gadol marries Almana. Shere Amra Torah, because the Torah specifically says in regards to Kohen Gadol, V'lo yichal zarei be'amav, ki ani Hashem mikad shoy. And we darshin, chilulim osa ve'ein osa mamzeres. The offspring will be a chol, won't be able to do the avoda, That's what a chalal is, as we discussed in the past, but it won't create remzeres. There's a famous kasha over here and a famous expression of Rabbi Yesheva that appears in a few places in Shas. Ula Rabbi Yesheva, and according to Rabbi Yesheva, the Amar, Bo v'nitzvach al Akiva ben Yosef, let us cry out against Rabbi Akiva, Shayoimer kol she'en labi v'Yisrael avam mamzer. Rabbi Yesheva was very bothered because Rabbi Akiva has now created many more mamzerim. And Rabbi Yesheva disagreed. So Gemara now analyzes. Hamichor Rabbi Yesheva, ilafukimid Rabbi Simai Hasi Shapir. If Rabbi Yesheva disagreed with Rabbi Akiva's point in regards to Almana l'kayin gadol, Rashi explains, then you could also say that this exception, so then it makes sense that he would disagree in regards to Mitzri Sheni. And that means that the Torah says that a Mitzri, third generation Mitzri or Adomi, could come Bikal Hashem. So then in such a case, we would say that the Kedushin would be Tofes. However, Eli'i time did have Sheikama. But if he was saying his own Svara, Va'afilu Chayve Asei, and he was saying that even when it comes to Chiyuve Asei, even if it's not a Lav, B'may Mukim La, so then what case are we saying that Rabbi Akiva will make everybody a Mamzer? Answers the Gemara, B'bu'ula L'Kohen Gadol. We're talking about a case of an assay of a bu'ula to a Kohen Gadol. The mitzvah's assay is for a Kohen Gadol to marry a besula, and not a bu'ula. So when it comes to the other relations that are prohibited to a Kohen Gadol, where it's formulated as a lav, so then in such a case, Kedushin would not be Tovis, and the Vlad would be a Mamzer. However, lo yichal chilul mosav einos mamzeris would be bu'ula Kohen Gadol. Umayishna, and why is bu'ula le Kohen Gadol different than the Chayve Asei of Mitzri and Adomi, that you can only marry them in the third generation? Mishum dehavile Asei shein shava b'chol, because the prohibition of Be'ula, the Kohen Gadol, doesn't apply to everybody. In contrast to Mitzri Sheni and Adomi, they apply to everybody. V'Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who learn the pasuk that says that kedushin is binding by a snua, and that is the case of chayve lavin. Ademuki lo bechayve lavin nukma bechayve asay. Why do they learn that's talking about chayve lav? Maybe they should learn to talk about asay either by mitzri sheni adomi or buula l'kain gadol. Says the gemara, hani chayve asay b'mayninu. What type of chayve asay are we going to talk about? Ishtein mitzrios, shtein snuos. If we're talking about a case where both the man, if both the wives are mitzrios, so then, says the Gemara, that would be difficult. So then, shteyan snuos, then both of them are snuos. Iachas mitzvos v'achas yisraelim. If you're going to say that one was a mitzvah, the other yisraelis, so then, shtey noshim me'am echad bo'inon. So then, in such a case, it doesn't fit well into the pasuk, because the pasuk sounds like he's married to two women from one nation. Ibula l'kayin gadol, and if it's gebula l'kayin gadol, miksiv siyena l'kayin, does it say that the marriage was with a kayin? It should have spelled out that the husband that married the one who ahuva, the snuah, that's a kayin. So therefore, the Gemara says, the Rabbanan feel that we're not talking about say but a lav. Aye, then what about Rabbi Akiva, who says that the Kedushin is not Tofis Hulav? Rabbi Akiva, Baal Karchach Shavke Likra Davidachik Umuki Anafshe. Rabbi Akiva is going to have to read the Pasuk in a slightly difficult manner in order to make it fit with his position. Okay, this is the important machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanim. The last clause we had in the Mishnah on Samach Vav Amud Beis, let's look back to the Mishnah. What an important Mishnah. V'chol mi she'ein lo, lo alav v'lo alecherim kedushin. And in a case of where there is no kedushin with the girl, neither this man nor any other, then havlad kemosa. Ve'ezeh, ze vlad shifcha v'nachris. If a child comes from a shifcha nachris who can't marry any Jew, so then in such a case it assumes her status. Says the Gemara, Shivcha Knanis Minolan. How do we know that a Shivcha Knanis can't marry a Jew?
Amar Avuna Amar Krosh Shvulachem Polnach Amar. It's a very important Rosh, appears in Yevamos as well on Daf Samach Beis. The Chazal Darshan by Eliezer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu equated Eliezer, who was not a Jew, with a Chamor. Am Adoma LaChamor. That their relations are looked at as a Chamor, that there's no status change just because they have physical relations. And therefore there's no status of Tfisas Kedushin. Says the Gemara, Ashkechon Delo Tafsi Bo Kedushe. We see that the Kedushin is not Tofes with them. However, Vlada Kemosam in Dalan, going on to Samach Chesame Beis, how do we know that the Vlad is like them? In other words, that we assume that if you have a Yisrael that has relations with a Shifcha Knanis, that the child is a Gentile. Says the Gemara, Da'amakra ha'isha v'liradeh tiyeh ladoneha, that the mother and the child will be to the master. That means that the Torah puts the child with the mother. He doesn't go free when his father would go free, when his father is an Eved, because he's not a Jew. Says the Gemara, Nachris Minalan. How do we know that if a Jew has a relationship with a Gentile woman, that the child is a Gentile? Omekroilos ischatein bum. That you shouldn't get married to them. And here the initial question is in regards to Tfisas Kedushin. I jumped the gun. The first question is, how do we know that there is no Tfisas Kedushin? So there the Torah says, lo tischatein bum. You can't get married. So that you can, it's not possible. Ashkan de lo tafsi ba kedushin, marriage is not possible. However, v'lada kimosa, how do we know that the child is considered Gentile? Minalan, Amr Yochanan, Mishumar Bishim Ba'yachai, to Amr Kra, Kiyasar Espincha, this is a real drush of Chazal, Kiyasar Espincha Me'acharai. If your son will go and steer away from me, va'avdu elihim acherim, and they'll serve other gods. So the pasuk says it's bincha me'acharei, bincha habam Yisrael is kar bincha, ve'ein bincha habam mina akum karui bincha. Chazal darshin the pasuk that he was your child that went to Ovei Kochavim. Mashma that if he had come to Ovei Kochavim, he would never be considered your child. He would never be considered Jewish. So Chazal darshin. It's considered the Gentile woman's child. Amar Ravina Shmamina ben Matoch ben Bitcha, your sons of your daughter. So let's say Reuven, God forbid, has a daughter who married a Gentile. Her son, Haba Mina Akum, Kari Bincha, is considered your son. Name it some of Ravina, because Ravina holds Akum Ve'evet Haba Basro. Ha Vlad Mamzer. Maybe you'll say that she's Jewish, but the child is a Mamzer. Says the Gemara, well, maybe not. Need the Kosher Lohavi, won't consider a Kosher, but Mamzer Lohavi. Psul Mikru, and he would be called a Posel. Psul means that they would be Pogum Likahuna. Now the Gemara goes back to the limud that we had learned earlier from Los Tischatim Bam, that Kedushin is not Tofes with a non Jewish. Hahu b'shiva goyim k'siv. The pasuk of Los Chatim Bam, says the Gemara, 10 lines of the bottom of Samech Esam Beis, is written particularly about the seven nations who dwelled over here in Eretz Yisrael. Sharu mos min Olan. How do we know in regards to other nations? Amar Kor ki Yasir es Bincha. When the pasuk that we darshan before of ki Yasir es Bincha, that comes, l'rabos kol ha-mesirim, that anybody who turns away is included in that pasuk. And we darshan, those who don't come from a Gentile are those who have turned away. But someone who comes from a Gentile is not part of Klal Yisrael altogether. Says Gemara, Hanichla, Rabbi Shimon darsh time of the Kra. That makes sense according to Rabbi Shimon, who we have above Metzia Kuf Tezvavim and Alt, that says that we're Doresh the time of the Kra. El Rabbanan my time, but the Rabbanan aren't Doresh the time of the Kra. And over here, you're learning a halacha from the simple drash of Kiyasir Espincha. Says the Gemara, we have another Makar. In regards to the Eishes Yifastar that you take, that a man took, who's mutter to her in war, a prisoner of war, she asked to let her hair grow. The Torah tells in Parshas Kiseitze, and let her nails grow. V'achakein tavo leo uvialta. Michlal, the Torah now says, then if you do all the things, you're allowed to marry her. Michlal, the meikara lo tafsi be kedushin. So we see from here that the kedushin would not be tofes in general. We're going to stop over here. As you could hear, the Talmidim have, maybe in the background, you might hear them have gone down from second Seder. And Mirtz Hashem, we have our Iyun Shir during the summer's man, once a week on Wednesday at night. So we're going to stop right after they eat a quick supper, and then I go learn with them. So at our daf, we had discussed that the source, according to some, that Kedusha is not tofes by Chayvi Krizu, Chayvi Mises Bezin, is Achos Isha, or Rav Acha Bar Yaakov suggests Yevama. If it's Achos Isha, Nida is an exception of the rule because it says Usihi Nidasa Alav. If we learn from Yevama, so then only Yevama is the Kedusha not tofes, but other Chayvi Lam Kedusha is not tofes according to majority of opinion. However, the opinion of Rabbi Akiva is not that way, and Rabbi Akiva holds that the halacha is that Kedusha would not be tofes even by Chayvi Lavin, and the offspring would be a mamzer. We also had discussed that the source for Shivcha Knanis Kedushas not being tofes is Am Hadoma Lechamor, and when it comes to Nachris, according to some opinions, it comes from the Pasuk of Lo Tischatein Bam, or as our daf had concluded, that it says by Yifas Toar, Va'achar Kein Tovo Lel V'yalta, that only Yifas Toar is Mutter, everybody else you can't get married to. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Samaches in Maseches Kedushin.